Richard Green is with us. He's going to talk us through this in a bit more detail. He's National Director of the South African Motor Body Repairers Association, as I mentioned. Richard, good evening, and thank you for being with us. Tsakho and I were just having a conversation about why the history of the vehicle is so important when you buy a second-hand one.
Well, I think the subject that was under discussion or why it was raised was this write-off register, as we refer to it. The knowledge that the customer acquires to protect themselves in such a purchase arrangement is available, Joanne, but is not being made available. And that's really, the most important thing from a consumer perspective that needs to be raised here. The information is available. We know this. We know that the South African Insurance Association collects and collates written off information from its various 57 short-term insurer members, and it uses that information for its own, good reason. And for some reason, they are refusing to reflect that. Now, we have it tested legally, and the legal advice we have so far is that they are a private entity and therefore cannot, via such things as the Access to Information Act, be forced to reflect that information to the public. But, it begs the question why. What is being protected here when it is very, very clear that it is in the interests of a consumer wishing to purchase a used car to know whether it's previously been written off, considering that written off in insurance terms means uneconomical to repair. So that uneconomical repair to repair vehicle is then written off, so to speak, sent to a salvage yard, and on that salvage yard's premises or on an online auction, you or I can walk in and purchase it. Now, we know and can prove that the two nefarious activities are one, that because it is, and this is the most important point, still a Code 2 vehicle, which in the regulatory framework is a used car, it is then repaired from this previous status of uneconomical to repair, obviously poorly, because you cannot repair it economically if it's been written off as uneconomical to repair. So poor workmanship, incorrect parts or no parts. We even have seen photographs of airbag covers with a sponge rubber beneath it. So these kinds of things, are well known. And I think that all we're asking for is that SAIA makes publicly available the information purely by VIN, the VIN number of the vehicle, which is like your and my birth certificate, and makes available on a public site so that if you or I or our kids are going to buy a used car, they can have a look at the license plate on the windscreen, take the VIN number, place that on the website, and know whether it has previously been written off or so-called uneconomical to repair. That's all we're asking for.
Right.
And to date, that information is being refused.
Right. And there's the other angle, of course, of crime, which is a huge reality in our country. And, of course, many cars would have been acquired criminally.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. There is, in fact, a crime bureau that the South African Insurance Association works very closely with, and specifically around this subject. So there is much knowledge around it, but it's just a little clandestine from my perspective. I really think that we must focus on the potential harm to a consumer. Remember that the repairs that are done to these vehicles are done by people who don't really have the interests of the safety of the consumer at heart. They're wanting to make a quick buck. That's the type of business that is. And we have seen the most horrific repairs. Remember, what they do is they do poor repairs beneath the skin of the car. So when you have a look at it on a used car stand, it's all beautifully sprayed, and those cosmetic panels are put back in place as they should be. And so unless you are skilled, really skilled, at this, which an average consumer is not, you would not know or seek to look underneath the bonnet, as it were, to see what's going on. The dealerships are also falling foul of this, and it's costing them reputational damage and fiscal damage as well.
Right.
So I think having it available and not making it available is is really irresponsible.
Richard, thank you very much for speaking to us. A lot to think about there, particularly if you're in the market for a used car. Richard Green is National Director of the South African Motor Body Repairers Association.